broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 16th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, steady as a rock. That is, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we believe in the blueprint, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders, an absolute brilliant solution, can reject revolution and stand for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's what we're all about. And we ask for your help in every way, including financial. Our websites to check out, to focus on, to learn more about, libertynewsradio.com. And libertynewsdaily.com. Incredible award-winning radio talk shows around the clock. Incredible award-winning news service around the clock. libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com. Get involved, donate, put your money where your mouth is, and become part of the solutions to restore the greatest country on the face of the earth, or to make America great again, is the goal. We need your involvement. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast is in order first. It is available on demand at Liberty News or libertyroundtable.com. That's libertyroundtable.com. Also available on your Roku player. Look at the news and weather section for the Roku channel called Liberty News Radio. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips on the Roku player. By the way, did you know there's well over 3,500 Roku channels? Ours is free, available for you. And by the way, Roku players are cheaper than ever. You can get the least expensive Roku players now for $30. It's getting better by the second, ladies and gentlemen. Easier to listen to libertynewsradio.com. You can do so on the Roku player. You can do so on your computer. You can do so on your smartphone. You can do so even if you don't have data on your smartphone. You can simply dial 712-432-5339. Unlimited listen line, 24/7. 712-432-5339 gets that done. Man, there's just no, I mean, it's just getting better every second. Easier to listen. You can listen on demand with our podcasts and more, libertyroundtable.com. Check it all out today. All right. By the way, this recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by your scientifically backed vigor test. How would you like to find out about your energy levels? You know, you're just feeling kind of down and frustrated and depressed and discouraged, and a lot of tasks get you overwhelmed, and you just, man, you're out of sorts. Well, how about if you take the scientifically backed free vigor test? Find out where you stand on that. And then with natural health and healing solutions, you can bring vigor back into your life. What's vigor? Well, it's just extra energy. Vitality, you might call it, right? Well, with natural health and healing solutions, you can get that back. You can handle multiple tasks. You'll have extra work hours in your day available to you because you'll have the energy for it in the afternoons and more. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And by the way, if you're a GiveMeLibertyFund.com member, that's GiveMeLibertyFund.com, he'll work out discounts for you in addition to your natural health and healing solutions on raw honey delivered directly to your door. Ask Kurt to learn more, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about Amy Cross Rosenthal. She's a children's author and filmmaker. Anyway, she passed away, according to Sam Roberts. She died at 51 years old. Wonderful lady, doing a great job. She was celebrated by her family, meaning her siblings, and her children, and her husband. And she had a very interesting plea before she passed away. She said, "You may want to marry my husband." And what she was talking about is, you know, she's so sad to leave her husband and her family, and she felt like he was a wonderful husband. They celebrated 26 years of marriage. And so, you know, it's kind of a strange, you know, suggestion. Hey, you might want to marry my husband. But when you really understand it, she was just leaving this earth and sad to do so. And at the same time, wanting to, you know, let everybody know that marriage is important between one man and one woman. And they were happy together and they had children. And wow, talk about, you know, she was a children's author, writing picture stories and books for children. And she died delivering one of the best love stories ever. See, we like to celebrate that stuff on Liberty Roundtable Live. This is how we roll on your radio, right? We talked about Tucker Carlson, I guess, had on Donald Trump last night. Kurt might want to look that up and see how that interview went. But Tucker Carlson, you know, talking to the Donald. We talked about Democrats are threatening to shut down government over the border wall and over, well, if they fund Planned Parenthood, they want to shut down the government. If they don't, let me start over. If they fund the border wall, they want to shut down the government. If they don't fund Planned Parenthood, they want to shut down the government. So, you know, Democrats mocked the Republicans for shutting down the government, but now they're wanting to shut down the government at every turn. Fascinating. So Democrats threaten government. If you build the wall, if you fund that, we want to shut down government. If you don't fund Planned Parenthood, we want to shut down the government. Wow, they're just government shutdown happy, and I couldn't be more pleased. Shut down all the unconstitutional parts of government and leave them shut down forever, would you please? All right. Kurt watches The Secret Life of Walter Mitty and wanted to report in on that. Not sure how that related to the political stories of the day, except that Kurt thought it was a good movie. So you ought to check that out and see how that secret life relates to you. I guess Walter turned out to be a pretty good dude, huh? All right, Tucker Carlson grills Planned Parenthood executive on abortion. Tucker claims it's a separate human being, right? Kate Scanlon wrote the article for TheBlaze.com, basically, and the executive just wouldn't answer the question. So there you have it. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2 brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Incredible books and videos and herbs and spices and incredible food products and more. ThePowerMall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That's 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Hour 2 yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, with us. We talked about all kinds of issues. Snoop Dogg video came out showing Snoop Dogg with a fake gun assassinating a clown dressed up as Donald Trump. There's a firestorm over that now. Other rappers are coming to the aid of the Snoop Dogg. Donald Trump taking him on via Twitter and more. President Trump honored President Andrew Jackson yesterday by going to the death place, or whatever you want to call it, the place of Andrew Jackson, and basically putting a wreath on his grave and saying, you know what an American patriot. You know, Andrew Jackson was a man's man, was a great guy in many ways. You know, there's some issues there that many like to criticize about the Indians in the South and slavery and stuff like that. But folks, you cannot hold a single man responsible for the era in which they were born. It took the founders a long time to get rid of slavery. It even took William Wilberforce some time. But in getting rid of slavery, we did, especially using the Declaration, all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights. If that's not a statement rejecting slavery, I don't know what is. But it took a long time to change societal reality, didn't it? We talked about students, quote, denounced as racist for wearing U.S. flag colors at their high schools. That was Des Moines, Iowa. Two high schools playing. One high school wore red, white, and blue celebrating America. Well, the other side didn't have as many white people on their team, so they called them racist. The big old meltdown, the apology. What a waste of time. When am I going to come together as Americans and celebrate liberty and the American way for all of us, huh? You wonder who the racists are in this story. Only whites can be racist, insists UC Davis University in California. I submit to you, they're off their rockers, folks. And by the way, how do you spell woman? Woman? That's how I ought to say it, right? Not woman. Woman. Well, you can't have man in it, according to the modern-day feminist. Man in it just shows how abusive and hostile it really is by the misogynist male persuasion. And so you got to spell woman. Now, W W-O-M-Y-N or W-O-M-X-N. You can't put that A in there because it turns it into man, see? You know. Anyway, kind of weird stuff if you ask me. Nevertheless, there you go. See, I celebrate women. Mitch McConnell sells out says the debt ceiling will rise, but the timing is unclear, writes Ellen Kelly and or Aaron Kelly and crew. And what I don't understand about this is why aren't Rand Paul and Mike Lee and others taking on good old Mitch about this? Why isn't that the public discussion? After all, Donald Trump's budget's out. We'll get into that today as well. We also talked about Alex Jones challenges Alec Baldwin to a fist fight, quote, for charity. Alex says, that way I can break your neck. Alex Jones promoting violence. We reject it. Jones says, you want to sit there and defame me and the president? Get in the ring with me. I'll break your jaw in seconds. See, I don't go for that kind of language, folks. Obama spent $36 million last year to fight FOIA lawsuits as well.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped. And having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I reject the violence of Alex Jones challenging Alec Baldwin to a fist fight, a knockdown, drag out for charity, saying do it for charity, but I'll break your jaw in seconds. I reject that kind of violence, folks. And what's interesting about this same story, even though it's a different story, you say, Sam, what are you talking about? Same story, but a different story. That's right. It's a different story entirely in the news, but I submit to you that it may be part of the same saga. It's very strange, these incidents that seem to be in tandem. So while Alex Jones threatens to beat up Alec Baldwin in a fight for charity and break his jaw, in other words, inciting violence, I rejected Alex Jones. You're wrong. Don't do this anymore. Nevertheless, turns out that Michael Savage, well-known talk radio superstar, right? Michael Savage was at a San Francisco restaurant the other day, and he was coming out of the restaurant with his poodle, with his little dog, and I guess somebody came up to him and literally assaulted him, threw him to the ground and more. He was bloodied, and he was shaken. He was publicly assaulted. There you have it. So this is the kind of stuff that we reject, but it's just fascinating to me how Alex Jones threatens to assault someone. And then Michael Savage gets assaulted in reality in the same week. And they're good friends. They appear on each other's talk shows and more. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. What do you think of that, Kirk?
Michael Savage, it's tough on these really well-known guys that put themselves out there, especially when many times the other side of the media, kind of basically says, hey, these are America's enemies, you've got to do your part to take them down. Some crazy people believe that.
But what do you think about these two friends, icons in the talk radio business, Alex Jones, Michael Savage? They're friends. They appear on each other's show. One literally gets assaulted by in public. And the other one's threatening to get in a fight with, or, he puts it under the guise of, let's do a charity fight, but I'll break your jaw, kind of an idea. What about those two things happening in the same week? Is there a coincidence there, or what do you think?
At least in my opinion, whenever you amp up or, beef up this whole rhetoric, you take the talk to a higher level, talk or threats, that kind of thing, then there's bound to be troubles, I think. You've got to maintain those, I guess you could say, Christ-like attitudes, or else, bad things happen.
Anyway, I don't know. And I can't say for sure there is a link. But I just find it very weird that Alex Jones goes off on a violence streak and then Michael Savage gets violence dished out to him. It happens in the same week. I don't know, and I'm not trying to spread conspiracy theories. I'm not here to attack Alex Jones or Michael Savage. I like them both. I'm concerned about both of them in different ways a little bit, but I like them both. They're nice guys in many ways. They do a great job on the radio. They're certainly well listened to, and they're interesting to listen to, etc. But I'm just telling you, it's very weird that both talk stars have kind of a violent situation that gives them both massive coverage, all kind of in the same week, and it's kind of linked to the same thing, a talk radio star somehow engaged in some violence. It certainly doesn't reduce the likelihood of violence for anybody in America, and that's kind of my biggest concern about it. It's sad. I pray for Michael Savage. I hope he didn't get hurt too badly. I reject the violence. I would encourage Michael Savage and Alex Jones to tone down the rhetoric a little bit and focus more on how we can work together as a country, etc. I just feel like we're going the wrong direction here. And me being a radio personality myself, I'm not telling you I'm as, quote, important or as popular as them or whatever. I'm just telling you, I don't want violence. I don't want to fight with anybody. I don't want to break anybody's jaw. I don't want anybody to break my jaw. I don't want any of those things. Not because I'm afraid of a fist fight. You know what? I was a wrestler for a long time. Okay? So I'm not really afraid of rough and tumble. I just don't think violence is the answer. That's all. I'm a grown man. I'm a little more mature than that. And I kind of believe that there's better ways to go about our disagreements or the tension that we face. I think there's more mature ways to create resolution, etc. Anyway, I go off, but any other comments on that, Kurt?
Both of them, at least to me, have done much good. On the other hand, I'm sure they would both agree that they would prefer to have done things differently.
Well, and Michael would say, I just got assaulted. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the different ways that we choose to say things or, that we choose to relay our meanings, if you will. Everybody always rethinks that, I think.
Yeah, good point. Now, some would say, Sam, you just don't have the guts for the war we're in. That's all. You just don't even realize we're in a war. You're still running around signing petitions. And, you know, we got real things to do, and you're just left behind because you're too chicken to really get it done. That's what they would say to me, Kurt.
Well, some would. On the other hand, I think some would say, you know, you're right on target. And some would, you know, I mean, everybody's going to be reading you just like they read Alex Jones you know, Michael Savage differently.
All right. Anyway, Obama spent $36 million in the last year to prevent FOIA lawsuits from going forward. In other words, no Freedom of Information Act requests for you people. He promised it'd be the most transparent in history, but he lied.
Yeah,
we also talked about the White House publishes Donald Trump's 2005 tax numbers before Rachel Maddow could do so. And I bring that up, Kurt, just because, you know, the interesting thing is that, getting a hold of and publishing someone's tax returns, violating privacy on that, is a felony, folks. And people ought to go to jail for that. I personally think we ought to abolish the IRS and there'd be no ability to get people's private information and commit felonies and publish it in the first place. But all I'm telling you is somebody ought to go to jail over this. But the Democrats, the liberals, the whoever you want to call them, the enemies of Trump, whatever term makes you happy, they don't really have a problem with violating the law and felonies when it's their turn, Kurt. Only when it's, you know, the other side doing it in their left-right deceptive paradigm. They're okay when it's their turn. In fact, the ends justify the means kind of an idea. Have you noticed that, Kurt?
Yes, I have, Sam.
All right. Yes, anyway, is there a link between Alex Jones and Michael's stories happening in the same week? Just wondering. Just kind of wanted to think about that a little bit. I don't know that I'm right. It just seems really weird. That, you know, really within days of each other, they're both involved in a violent reality of some kind or another. I just reject the violence. All right, Donald Trump releases, or I should say President Trump releases, $1.1 trillion. And they call it a hard power budget, Kurt. I want to talk about this one a bit. I'm not really sure what a hard power budget is, but that's what they referred to it as. It's supposed to have cuts everywhere, Kurt, in the domestic side of things. But it's going to increase the budget for the military. It's going to increase the budget for the border wall. It's going to slash the budget for the State Department, for the EPA, for the Education Department, for all kinds of employees are going away, they say. And you know, but a $1.1 trillion budget. Budget. I don't know how big the other budgets were, Kurt, but when you start getting into the $1 trillion budgets, to me, you need to get below $1 trillion somehow. Let's come back. Kurt will have some details on a lot of this. We'll talk about the budget, what's going to be cut, some of the breakdown details of this. They say it's like 20 to 25% less. I don't see it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a switch in where the money's spent, but I do applaud downsizing and getting rid of some things. We'll talk about that. The Republicans, though, already are at war with the Donald, saying a lot of it's DOA.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A male British athlete calling himself Lauren Jeska and demanding to be treated as a woman has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for the attempted murder of a UK athletics official after that agency voided Jeska's racing awards over failed test results. Jeska, who was born and will remain a male for the rest of his life, describes himself as a transgender woman. He won championships in four British women's racing events between 2010 and 2012. However, those victories were voided in September 2015 because he had refused to provide testosterone levels and other documentation to the competition's governing body. A year ago, Jeska drove to the office of UK Athletics and demanded to see Ralph Nibbs, head of human resources and welfare for the organization. Security cameras recorded Jeska's vicious knife attack on Nibbs, who was stabbed repeatedly in the head and neck and has been left with permanent disabilities as a result. The would-be murderer's parents say that the stress and confusion of Jessica's experience with the commission triggered flashbacks which caused fantasies of doing something drastic in retaliation. In 2000, Jessica underwent the variety of surgical mutilation commonly called gender reassignment surgery, which altered some of his physical characteristics but did not change his underlying genetics. His family has said that Jessica struggled for acceptance and believed that he found it through self-mutilation, only to face rejection as a supposedly female athlete. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use. Brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right, now, I guess Trump released his $1.1 trillion budget, Kurt, and they call it a hard power budget, which I don't understand that phrase exactly. But they intend to allocate a lot of different expenditures. They say it's one of the biggest cuts in 40 years, adjusting for inflation. The Republicans, though, are kind of battling with the Donald internally. They're already saying a lot of it's DOA. It's not going to happen. So, you know, I don't know where we go with that, but there you have it. Any thoughts on this budget thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of... At least I'm looking at a Washington Post piece that is, you know, at least it has some details on it. I assume they're, you know, accurate. You know, they do go through and give you all the, it shows 19 agencies and cuts in every one of them except for three. And some of them are pretty big. You know, your Environmental Protection Agency is supposed to be 31% cut. Of course, I'd make it about a 100% cut, you know, but anyway, you see the State Department dropping 29%, Agriculture Department down 21, Labor down 21, Department of Health and Human Services down 18, Commerce Department down 16, Education Department down 14. You know, so many of these just got to eliminate them, you know.
See, I find this Department interesting, though. You've got the Republicans talking about getting rid of the Education Department literally for almost our whole lifetimes, Kurt, or at least our whole adult lives, for sure. And now you got Donald aggressively going, what, 14%?
Yeah.
And everybody's just howling how horrible it is. I mean, you just can't do that, you know, kind of stuff. It's just shocking.
Congress will probably want to cut them further. They're just probably saying this.
Oh, yeah. They're just like, oh, Donald, you're too shy. We're going to quadruple that.
Yeah.
Even if you quadrupled the 14%, ladies and gentlemen, you'd only be at 56%. You'd still leave 44% of the Education Department around.
Yeah.
Even if they did that.
Great point.
Okay, right now, I mean, we're hardly taking out enough to even make a difference, in my opinion, in terms of the abuse that the Education Department forces onto the states and onto the people and et cetera. I mean, so anyway, they cut a lot of things, and I commend the Donald for the cuts, okay? I commend any time we cut the size and scope of government, save a few constitutional areas.
That's right. Good point.
Okay, I'm going to say that again. I commend Donald Trump for cutting the size and scope of government in every area, save a couple of constitutional areas. Okay, if Donald unilaterally said I'm going to abolish the post office, I would be against him, for instance. Now, don't get me wrong. If he said I'm going to get rid of all the goofy things we do at the post office and I'm going to bring it back to its core mission, then I would say absolutely bring it on. Okay? So, you know, I'm not anti-government, though. Let's be very clear. If Donald says, listen, I'm going to decrease the budget for the Pentagon and for the military substantially because we don't need a lot of this foreign aid. We don't need to be in 130-plus nations, militarily speaking. We don't need to be the world's police. We're going to back off and we're going to chop the defense budget in half. However, we are going to protect America. We are going to double down and triple down on modern technology. We're going to spend money in the right areas to defend America from enemies foreign and domestic. And we're going to realign what we're doing and our scope and our goal. And we're going to have the greatest generals' ideas put in place. In other words, we're going to take a page out of the playbook of George Washington. And we're going to really double down and use the American people who are already armed to the teeth to be the militia under the guidance of the proper role of limited government with coordination with leaders of counties and states, et cetera. And we're going to bring back America to its roots, to its founding, to the era of stability and safety and tremendous growth. Then I would completely support Donald in that. That's not exactly what he's doing. You know, but if he came back and said, look, we need a greater amount of money to protect and fund the care of veterans who we put in harm's way unnecessarily all around the world. We're going to pull back on that and save money, but we're also going to care for them. I would support an increase in expenditures for the veterans and things. So there are limited ways we could really focus on the proper role of limited government. And I wouldn't call for a cut or a halt or a shutdown to everything. And even if we do call for shutdown of many things, we would do so in a very controlled way. It wouldn't just be immediately or a crash of the plane. But anyway, I'm concerned when we say we're just cutting everywhere, Kurt, and it's still $1.1 trillion, my friend. Are you concerned about that, or is it just me?
You know, I'm looking for a place where I can see what it was last year. And
I'll just type in Obama budget 2016.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you type in, and I bet it'll come up. I think it was $1.65 trillion or $1.56 trillion, something like that. You know. So we are down. But, you know, it reminds me, if I make like 20 grand a year and I spend $500,000 a year, and then I cut way back to $250,000. It's a 50% cut, but it's still like, you know, eight times my budget or nine times my earnings. And so even though it's an incredible cutback, it just doesn't seem to matter much, Kurt, in that sense, if that makes any sense. It's like the guy that says, Sam, I got this $5 million incredible plane for you to buy. And I'm telling you, it's on sale for $1 million, Sam. It's 80% off. My response is, I don't have the $1 million, so I don't care how much it's off. It doesn't do me any good. It's kind of like that, you know? Anyway, did you find Barack's huge budget? But I don't think we ought to be have money in the trillions at all. And I think the real issue here, the real takeaway, is Ron Paul's audit the Fed plan, or now it's Rand Paul's and others, audit the Fed plan. We got to find out what the heck on earth, how do we get these trillion-dollar budgets and expenditures in the first place? If we were really tied down to the constitutional gold and silver, honest money, honest weights and measures, I don't think that we'd have trillion-dollar numbers we're talking about at all, Kurt. It would rein in the size and scope and depth and breadth and abuse and moral hazard of government innately or all by itself, right?
That's a good point, Sam. The Reuters boys have a piece that says Trump puts the skinny in his skinny budget. It says
it's so slim it's in the trillions. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's only 53 pages, which, you know, I suppose that would tell you a lot. I don't know how many pages. I still can't find exactly how many pages.
How many pages is the supreme law of the land, Kurt? Let's just compare it to the Constitution rather than comparing it to socialist Barack Hussein.
Good point. It says, they say that may make it the skinniest skinny budget by far compared with the 40 years of presidential budgets and transition years tracked by the Congressional Research Service. I guess they say Jimmy Carter's first budget was 101 pages. George H.W. Bush's first take was 193 pages. George W. Bush's was around the same length at 207 pages. Bill Clinton's first budget was 145 pages. Barack's was leaner at 134. So, you know, if he's at 53, well, you know, that does seem like we're getting there. Let's see.
I bet you I could write a budget in less than 10 pages. And I bet every bit of it would be constitutional, and there would be nothing in it unconstitutional. And I bet you that it would be significantly less than even Donald's budget.
Yep, good point.
You know, I'd be interested in somebody telling me, what does it take, budgetarily speaking, to create a constitutional-only funded budget in modern times? What would it really take to do? Now, you can't go back to the Founding Fathers' time and compare it, because we've got way more people. We've got, you know, all kinds of differences, right? In other words, the military expenditures would be different because of modern capabilities than yesteryear. And, you know, there's changes, right? Before, they didn't have to worry about outer space in terms of budgets or anything like that. So, you know, things are different than they were. And they're hard to put, you know, doing apples to apples because of all these modern reality changes. But there's got to be somebody that could put together, what would a constitutional-only budget look like? If you looked at the Constitution and you took Donald's 53 pages or whatever you want to say, and you were to just back out all the unconstitutional items and then make sure that if he's missing some constitutional things, you got to add those back in. See, to you people who think I'm anti-government, I just said you've got to go through, and if there's constitutional items we're not properly funding, we need to properly fund them. After all, it is the supreme law. And so what would the budget look like? I've got a guess, but, you know, I'd be interested to know that, Kurt.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Now, is Donald going to get rid of the endowment for the arts? Kurt, I brought this up a few days ago, and I hear that's part of the mix.
I did see a piece on that that basically said, rest in peace, NEA.
So, if we could kill that sucker, I mean, at least we're doing something. At least if we get rid of that, we're more constitutional than we were the day before.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we put bottles of urine with whatever is art, I'm kind of thinking that needs to go away yesterday. Just my take. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so a little more on the budget that Donald Trump just released this morning. Kurt?
Yeah, you know, at least what you're seeing there, Sam, some of the info. Here's one, you know, that you would... welcome, and as well I would. It says Trump budget proposes entirely eliminating National Endowment for the Arts. Brooks Siepel is the author. President Trump, it's from The Hill. President Trump's proposed budget would cut entirely the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities, according to a new report by the New York Times. Federal officials told the Times that the chairwoman of the Arts Endowment told her staff the news. It was reportedly met with a mix of sadness and surprise. Chairwoman Jane Chu, she's going to chew on this, reportedly told staff that the Arts Endowment would continue business as usual as the budget process moves forward, and said she called the meeting because she didn't want staff hearing from the media. Trump's plans to eliminate the NEA were first reported back in January, shortly before his inauguration. His administration considered privatizing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts and National Endowment for the Humanities.
Now, Kurt, in all fairness, I was critical of that we're not getting enough done. A little bit of Donald, and I think fairly, and mainly more of the Republican House and Senate than Donald, by the way. But I mentioned they're not even getting rid of the Endowment of the Arts or for the Arts. And you know what? Donald's on it. Got to give him credit, Kurt. Got to commend him for it.
Yep, they say while public broadcasting and the two arts programs have been popular conservative targets for decades, usually whipping boys, just never getting anything done about them, I might add. Control of both ends, back to the story from The Hill, control of both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue gives the GOP a real chance to achieve a long sought after goal. And I would add, a long talked about sought after goal, not done. Anyway,
but maybe
final
it'll,
paragraph.
Kurt, in the defense of Donald Trump, maybe it'll be more than That's talked right. about. Maybe it'll actually That's become right. reality, and maybe we'll just absolutely jump for joy over this one. And I hope
That's
so.
That's right. Well, you know, I mean, it's we've seen things we've not seen, at least almost in my lifetime that I can remember. Final
Amen.
Paragraph. Funding for the national endowments is a relatively thin slice of the nearly $4 trillion federal budget, sign said. $4 trillion, oh. The NEA secured $148 million from the federal government in 2016, roughly the same amount requested by the National Endowment for the Humanities. And I would just simply add, and I wish people like The Hill would simply add, well, if we can't even start in places like that, where in the world are we going to get the nerve to get this thing under control? You know?
Well, it's a fair point.
Privatizing the, you know, Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You got all those radio stations, all those FMs, you know, and AMs, I guess, around the country owned by your beloved federal government. Huh? See?
Yes. Wow. Now, Brooke Sapel wrote the piece. And we commend her. And we commend the Trump budget. And now we issue a admonition, you might say.
Yeah.
To the Republicans. Get it done. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, you know, understand that the president doesn't really have budgetary demands. He has budgetary suggestions. In other words, he puts together what he kind of wants to see. They don't have to, you know, do it all, right? But all I'm telling you is this is one item. What you guys could do is improve on Donald's budget. You could take it from 53 pages right on down to, you know, half that again. You could use this thing called the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, as your guide. You could go ahead and shut down the endowment for the arts, etc., and you could really deliver on some promises for a change. And Donald has set the stage for you to do so, and we absolutely exhort you to deliver. So anyway, that's great news, and you know, I was talking about that, and that was one of my great examples of failure. The Republicans have an opportunity, led by Donald Trump, in all fairness, to get this done. Now, I've told you I didn't vote for Donald. You know, I'm concerned about Donald in many ways, but I'm going to give him credit every time credit's due. And in this case, good for him. Let's get it done. By the way, it appears that Trump just masterfully played Rachel Maddow on her, quote, dramatic tax return report. And, you know all about this, Kurt. She got a hold of the guy that was, that got the so-called 2005 tax return in his mailbox, and they were going to deliver this awesome, you know, blockbuster news piece, and the White House just released it ahead of time and scooped him. And now there's suggestions that it's a felony and it's criminal charges. Who's going to jail? And so that's kind of an interesting twist. I bring it all up, though, to say, you know, this is a, what, 12-year-old tax return, Kurt? And normally, I don't know if I can call it the statute of limitations, but normally they say after 7 years, it doesn't even matter. But the bottom line is they claim Donald didn't make any money, and oh, man, he talks like he's rich, but does he even really make money? The mainstream press tried to say now he not only made a ton of money, $150 million?
Yep.
Was it million or billion? Anyway.
Million.
All right, and then he paid $38 million at like 24% of it or whatever to taxes. And man, you know, now what do they say for themselves? But again, they just continually go on this attack. It doesn't matter what it is. They'll never give credit where credit's due. We don't need Donald's tax returns. I reject the idea that presidents should be forced to deliver tax returns in the first place. Just because they're president, that doesn't mean that they have to put their financial personal life out there in public for scrutiny based on IRS penalty of perjury guidelines in the first place. We need to shut down the IRS, folks. And the only thing that, how much is Donald going to fund the IRS, Kurt? Do we know?
I didn't see, let's see, that's probably in a department, but I didn't see anything on the, I think that's in the Treasury Department, if I remember right. But
anyway, if you can find that, we'll bring that up next hour for people to kind of understand.
Yeah, I didn't see that drop. No, Treasury's going down 4%, so I think that's where
I think we really need to kind of, you know, rock on that more.
Yeah, amen to that.
Now, by the way, Kurt, you're going to love Grandpa Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said something you absolutely agree with.
Oh, he's one of my favorite guys.
Well, he decided to take on the Democrats, and he decided to say something that, well, no other Democrat has the guts to say, Kurt. Did you see this?
Wow.
Joe Biden comes to the defense of President Donald J. Trump, says, quote, he deserves a chance to govern. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Shock. Well, every so often you get a good biscuit out of a garbage can, but, you know, it's just not the place to look for them.
I agree.
So if we want to try to find something good, typically Joe Biden's not the place to find it.
But don't you agree with him, Kurt?
Yeah, I certainly do, and I'm really kind of surprised because anytime Joe Biden does something worthwhile, it's, you know, kind of a shock to me, you know.
So what the constitutionalists...
I recommend it, but I'm surprised.
What the constitutionalists and the conservatives need to do now is whenever there's a criticism of Donald Trump, they just need to go talk to Grandpa Joe, would you? And we could turn that into a mock phrase. Whenever the liberals get belligerent, whenever they start to criticize, whenever they melt down and panic and freak, Planned Parenthood or whatever, just go talk to Joe. That should be the new phrase. Go talk to Joe. And then that way, whenever anything Democrat gets belligerent on or anybody starts to be critical, just go talk to Joe. And Joe will just say, he deserves a chance to govern. Right?
Yeah.
Talk to Joe should be the headline. And Donald, you can take a page out of that playbook. I freely give you permission to use my phrase. Talk to Joe. Whenever you're critical, whenever you got a problem, whenever you got talk to Joe. See? Anyway, just my humble 2 cents. All right, it looks like Donald Trump is in Detroit, Kurt, and he's using Detroit as a stage to loosen Obama's hostile fuel economy rules. Coral Davenport wrote the article and basically says that, they increased, quote, demands for fuel efficiency under the Barack Hussein administration. That's what caused all these companies to cheat because they could never make those mandated targets. And Donald is going to basically get rid of that stuff, Kurt. So, Donald promised deregulation on the campaign trail. He's now delivering in Detroit. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, yeah, when you read the Constitution, you have such a hard time finding any of that stuff in there, it's just tough to find the part where the federal government's supposed to tell the car makers how much exhaust or whatever they're supposed to put out. It's just tough to find in there, isn't it, Sam?
It's so tough you'll never get it done. All right.
Just have to read between the lines, I guess.
Hour one in the can, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt on your radio. We got a good news story about a cop and McDonald's and an employee of good old Mickey D's coming up. We'll tell you about that, too, next hour, so hang tight for news the networks refuse to use, delivered by your favorite talk hosts. How do you like that? By the way, if you want to help us in every way, including financial, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Those are our two incredible websites. Check them out today. LibertyNewsRadio.com and LibertyNewsDaily.com. Please get involved, including donating. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media as the new media takes center stage. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.